This episode of LiveWire is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving or cleaning, even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey there, welcome to the Best News Podcast from LiveWire, brought to you by Alaska Airlines. This is the show where typically we talk about what is good in the news. I'm Luke Burbank. Right over there is my friend Elena Passarello. Hey, Elena.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going?
It's going well. We do have some generalized good news this week, which is looking at the calendar, not looking outside as we record this, but looking at the calendar, I am observing, Elena, that it is summer or getting close to it.
Yeah.
And so we are jumping into your podcast feed this week to mention that the Best News Podcast is going to take a little summer break.
Yes.
So we don't want anyone to think that we've ceased operation of the show or anything other than we're just going to take some time off and enjoy our summer and really just, I don't know, light whatever incense we need to, do whatever sort of machinations we need to get the weather cooperating here in the part of the Pacific Northwest that we are.
Somebody tell Oregon that it's summer, because Oregon forgot.
Now, the thing that's so kind of mind-bending about it is that there are actual parts of like Oregon and Washington that are very dry and are already entering, you know, drought conditions.
Right.
We just don't live in those parts of those states.
No. And, well, you know what? I live near an ag school, so I'm always about 5 feet away from either a soil scientist or a fire expert. And it's great that we're getting this much rain and having this cold weather for like groundwater reasons. But man, I just want to put my shorts on, you know?
I know. I keep trying to remind myself that the rain is good, but it's not great for my mental health as we are now, you know, firmly in what should be the nice weather. When you live in the Northwest, the weather is so crummy in the wintertime, but then you're always psyching yourself up by saying, but summer.
Summer
but
is glorious.
Summer is going to be great.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the time this is airing and we are settling into our little summer hiatus, the weather is cooperating. What are your plans for the summer, by the way?
I am doing a lot of summer teaching in foreign to me places. Hopefully there will be summer there. I'll be in Vermont for 2 weeks.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
And then I'll be in Suwanee, Tennessee, sort of the mountains of Tennessee for two weeks. And then I'm going to stay and not teach in a cabin with nobody around in Alaska on the Ketchumek Bay for 2 weeks.
Is that for like a writing project or something?
Yeah, I got like a writer residency. It's all women identified. It's going to be great. And
wow.
They cook for you and you just, your only job is to write. There's no TV, there's no internet.
Do you do well under those conditions? I've always wondered that about writers, you know, because there's a lot of sort of work that goes into creating the environment to be creative and to not be distracted. Like, do you feel like you, does that get you in the zone?
I like the residency model, like this thing that I'm going to, because you work all day by yourself. And then in the evening, there are other people who are there that are doing their own thing and you all get dinner together or you like, you know, play the piano or take walks together. So you're all alone for most of the day. And then there's social time at night, which is sort of like, it sort of serves both sides of my personality. And then when I'm done with that, this is the thing that I'm the most terrified of. I have to fly from Homer, Alaska to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I assume that's a direct flight.
I put it into orbits and just the skull and crossbones came up. Like I don't know.
Your computer started smoking.
Yeah, it was like, what? I think there might be some kind of like a mail plane involved. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But then my family stays in this amazing, I'm not even going to say the name of it because it's this affordable, right on the beach place in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, where they feed you fried chicken and you sit on the beach. It's outdoor showers, no TV, no internet, but it's like we can actually afford to spend like a week on the beach together. And we've done it for almost like 10 years now. It's my favorite.
That's great.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll send you a postcard, but you can't tell anybody the name of the place.
Okay. Your secret is safe with me. Boy, Homer, Alaska to Myrtle, South Carolina.
I know. I don't know. I mean, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know. Wish me luck.
All right. I am going to be spending the summer trying to do some home renovation, which I purchased a kind of a small, very old home, and I've been doing some sort of like initial stuff where I'm starting to do some demo work. I demoed a fireplace recently, and let me tell you, at 46, you just don't bounce back the way you do at 26 when it comes to any kind of really like tough physical work like that.
Did that repeat back in your bones for a few days?
Oh boy, yeah. I'm still feeling it as we're recording this. But the other thing is, because this is a really old house, every wall that we open up has some mysterious situation. Actually, I found these really cool matchbooks that the person who had built the fireplace in the 1930s, they were probably like smoking a cigarette and building a fireplace, and like their matchbook fell into.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's from this like tiki bar in like Laguna, California. So I am kind of finding some cool stuff as I unearth this place, but I'm also finding that like nothing is up to code.
Uh-oh.
Like one whole wall was being held up basically by, I don't know, the wallpaper. So also really, really hard to find people to work on these kinds of projects right now because there's a labor shortage and stuff like that. So a lot of it is going to fall to me, and I don't know how to do any of this stuff. So far my move is YouTube. This is going to be the house that YouTube renovated.
I have faith in you. You seem to, like, I remember with your old house, you took a lot of initiative in making it good, and your boat.
Well, this is the thing. This is my system. I just start demolishing stuff, and then I have to figure out how to fix it. Like, that's how I get myself going on this. Like, so I walked in there with a sledgehammer and just walked up to this fireplace that I didn't want to have in there anymore and just started wailing on it. And so once that started, I was like, well, I guess this is happening now. So when we come back September 14th, which, by the way, will be when we reconvene the Best News Podcast, I'll probably have a full report. You'll have been somewhere in the beautiful nature, writing and thinking deep thoughts. I will be listening to baseball games, drinking Tecate, and swinging a sledgehammer at things in my house.
I feel like that you could do a writer's residency because, you know, you have to let it out at the end of the day when you're kind of just stuck on your project all day. So imagine you're in like a cabin working, and then at a certain point, you just get to demolish Luke Burbank's fireplace. Like, I think some artists would enjoy that.
I just realized what I need to do. I need to market this place as one of those rage rooms.
Yeah.
I could sell tickets.
Yeah.
Come in here with a sledgehammer and just knock down anything you want.
Yeah, the renovations would start paying for themselves, and then you wouldn't have to use YouTube.
That's very smart. Yeah, right. I could actually hire some people to do it. All right. Well, we'll have a full report on all of this come September when we get back into doing this show. I do want to say a big thanks to everyone who's been listening and writing in, and including Tony Passarello,
Tony P.
and others, people who like the Best News Podcast. It's been really fun making this. And again, we're going to get back to it in the fall. We're just going to have a little summertime off. Coming up on the radio show later this week, Sam Jay is going to stop by. She's a really funny comedian who also hosts this HBO show called Pause with Sam Jay, which is in its second season. We're also going to get some stand-up comedy from Sean Patton with just a spoiler alert. It's the most flatulent-related stand-up comedy we've ever aired on LiveWire. So I don't know. Is that a trigger warning for people, or is that going to make people want to tune in? I don't know.
Is it an enticement?
And we're going to get some music from Kurt Vile, who I've been a fan of forever. He's got a new album out, which Rolling Stone calls a majestically mellow zone-out session. So that will be coming in this podcast feed on Friday, and then it'll be on a public radio station near you over the weekend. All right. A big thanks to the fine team of folks who have been making this Best News Podcast happen so far. Our executive producer, Laura Haddon.
Woo-hoo!
Also our producer and editor, Melanie Sevchenko.
Yeah!
Our assistant editor is Trey Hester.
Whoa,
special
whoa.
Thanks to our intern, Jonas Myers.
Yay!
Yay, Jonas, we'll miss you. You've been incredible as part of the LiveWire team. Molly Pettit is always incredible. She's our technical director and mixer and one of the best people in America at talking celebrities into holding an iPhone near their mouth. Our theme music, arguably the best part of the show, is composed by A. Walker Spring. Thanks again to all of you for joining us on this journey. We're going to pick it up again, like I said, September 14th, so we will see you then. In the meantime, head on out there and have the absolute best summer. Wouldn't it be amazing to have a piping hot episode of Livewire delivered right to your heart and ears each week? Well, guess what? That can happen when you subscribe to the Livewire podcast feed, and you'll get the joy of surprising conversation every week. So go ahead and do it. It's super easy. You click on the button at the top of your podcast app, and bam, you are Livewire subscribed. And if you're still, you know, feeling the love, if you're enjoying the show, hey, maybe you could hook us up and leave us a quick review. That'll help more people find out about Livewire. And thank you.